You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:20 this morning, Greg Bancic going to join us. He's the Columbia School Superintendent. I told you we'd get a superintendent on today about NIL. So you brought up several good points about high school NIL. We got some Brown stuff coming up. Deshaun Watson, more news. It's not very good. Then we got, well, I think you can be mad about the Reds' loss last night, and I'll tell you why coming up at 7:45. I think you can actually be mad at the Reds' loss last night. You brought up several points about NIL. Now, I think you're just doing it backwards. Like, you're going after people who are going, oh, heavens to Murgatroyd, the walls are caving in. Anybody in a position of power, when it comes to whether they want to admit it or not, or whether you think it's right or not, when it comes to high schools, schools in general, you have to think worst case scenario first. And then you move up to best case scenario. And you see, is A, the worst case scenario possible, B, C, and down the line. And then you get the best case scenario and you see whether or not you can meet in the middle on this. And I think that's in everything. I think that's in public safety in schools. I think that's in curriculum, and it's certainly with a possible NIL deal. What you say, I think, opens up several good opportunities. If you get money in the right hands, I think it encourages school attendance. I think it can encourage for people to believe in a future. I think there's a lot of good things that you can do with this. I do. But there's also the fear of what's not there. And you're still making a decision. They're always going to make decisions for children. School principals are tasked every day with making decisions for children. So I know you and Bobby Carpenter were a bit upset with who was the ones voting on the deals. Like, yeah, that's who's going to vote on the deals. I did find it illuminating. There are some, it's public information, who voted yes, who voted no. Some schools you would think would vote absolutely yes, voted no on this. Now, I don't need to name names, but there's some schools that...
Well, shit, wait, these are public votes. Name names. I mean...
Okay.
All these people that voted no, we left the phone lines open.
Hoban voted no. Maslin voted no. That's just down in my neck of the woods, which a lot of people would say, yeah. They would definitely vote yes. They voted no on that. So there has to be... I think there has to be a little bit more information that has to be given. My thing is, let's see how it works out in college for a couple of more years. Let the cautionary tales happen and then react to some of the cautionary tales. Because my fear, and I know that you say I'm pearl clutching and things like, I'm not trying to. But my fear is, say I own Ken Carmen Ram, all right? And I'm a business owner and probably a goofball just like anybody else, right? Right. And I like my power just like anybody else, right? Right. There is a difference between Anthony Lima, the 15-year-old high school football player, 16-year-old high school football star, who is a porter for my car dealership, who brings cars to the back and has them washed and does all those things and, you know, gives people the cars for the oil change or whatever, and Anthony Lima, who represents Ken Carmen Ram up there on the billboard off Route 14 in Streetsboro. Like, there'd be a difference there. And I don't want, like, okay, you're giving a kid $1,500. You're giving a kid $2,000. Does that mean that kids at your beckoning call for all these things? What comes with the money? Because when it's adults, there's, hey, you've accepted my money. You've accepted my terms. You have the right as an adult and the right not to as an adult to be in someone's power. When it comes to children, there is an ethics here. And we have labor laws that protect children. I don't know if those labor laws are necessarily going to apply to an NIL endorsement deal for Ken Carmen Ram. I know that's boring to you, but that is a concern that I have. Am I right to have that? I think I'm right to have that concern. I do. It's a concern. Is it a realistic thing? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I think it's a concern. I think there are consequences, both unintended and intended, to any move you make no matter what it is. And I'm fine if we want to look at, hey, let's start out with high school seniors. Let's just look at them or incoming high school seniors. Let's because, I mean, I was 18 my whole senior year. And what, everybody's worried about me all of a sudden?
That's your call. You're 18 years old. You can do as you please.
Yeah, but
I can't say
can't,
anything to
but
you about
can't.
That.
Right now you can't because there is no NIL for high school seniors.
But
and
that's,
I look,
why, I would, that's
Nike,
why I would differ with their NIL deal. So I'm sorry. That's where I'm with you on that. They're 18. You can do as you please.
Nike just did a deal with these two twins who are huge TikTok stars already in California, and they're going to Stanford, these soccer players, these sisters, and they've got, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, millions of followers already on TikTok, and they're going into Stanford, and what, we want to make sure that these deals aren't possible. We want to discourage, because a lot of these big, a lot of the big deals are being done with some athletes that you wouldn't expect. It's not just football and basketball. In fact,
it's true.
Other sports, field hockey, you know, lacrosse, and what we're worried about just football,
gamesmanship, and also
transfers, well, and that when it's not, those aren't making up all the deals.
That's not my worry. The transfers and everything. And for an 18-year-old, I would issue a stern warning. For 17 and 16s and 15-year-olds and so on down the line, it would probably be a no. But when it's 18 years old, it would be a warning of what exactly is implied by the money. Because, you know, you kind of get to the Josh Gordon scenario. You've heard that story where there were people who invested, quote-unquote, in Josh Gordon when Josh Gordon was a very young man, when Josh Gordon was still even in high school, and then they needed him to play to repay that investment because the juice was running. I wouldn't want anybody to be caught in that situation. There's good football, basketball players in this city. There's good baseball players in this city. I wouldn't want any of them to be caught in that situation. Not at all. Over $1,500 or $2,000 when they're 16 years old, all of a sudden they got to keep doing something they might not want to do or might not even be that great at when they get to college and pros to pay off that debt. I wouldn't want that.
Lima brought up, you know, the Cleveland State girls who are getting the Barstool hoodies, right? That
right.
was the deal.
Yeah.
What? I know that money is the focus of it all, but what about those lacrosse players that are going to get free sticks? You know, things that they need, things that they're buying. The schools aren't buying those things for the most part.
Isn't it up to the coach and the parents' clubs to raise that money regardless?
Oh, I don't think. I mean, do you think on the high school baseball team, at the Ignatius baseball team, do you think they're all just getting bats, just walk in and get the bats? Those kids buy that stuff themselves, or the families buy that stuff themselves.
Well, and they'll assume at Ignatius they can handle that because they're
right.
St. Ignatius.
But yeah. Still, I'm saying then go to Columbia, who we're going to have on, right?
I'll at talk to him coming up
at
in
Columbia.
10 minutes.
Do you think those kids are just getting bats handed to them?
Like, I would like to ask him that.
Like that's things that the families are already paying for that can now the cost can be deferred.
Yeah, it's not the kids that are paying for that. It's their parents.
Because Easton goes, here's some bats, man.
But I'm also expecting, I mean, I'd be expected to do it anyway. I was expected to do it regardless. Now, I understand that if somebody from Easton gives me the bat or gives me the money for the bat,
that's what
I
mean.
I
so why
up,
would those parents,
that's
let's,
okay.
let's say there is a, because this is most likely how it's going to go down. Let's use common sense here. If there is a stud athlete at that school, used Columbia, whatever, what's West Geauga or whatever, most likely that NIL deal will probably just supply the whole team.
Right.
They're not just going to give the
but
one player the amazing bats. They're going
to
say, hey, for your teammates, because the kid's going
to
go, hey, it would be really cool if my teammates had this that I'm having sleepovers with and conquer your locker with.
They're already asked to do that. Like Nike at certain high schools,
yeah,
they do the flyover and they drop the stuff from the helicopter. And it's for the whole team. It's not necessarily for one athlete. So it's already asked. So if Ken Carmen Ram sponsors Anthony Lyman, it's going, in the days of non-NIL, it's going, hey, you can't really sponsor Anthony Lyman. I mean, if you want to give him money or whatever, that's your deal. That's your deal with his dad or, no offense, you know, your guardian or whatever, your Aunt Buzz, that's fine. But when it comes to that school, they just go, hey, if you're sponsoring Anthony Lyman, here's a plan. We'll put a board up with your name on it, and you can just sponsor and buy all the kids their cleats.
Yeah, so why
and then
not,
you're a steward of the community.
So why not make this on the up and up and allow more teams, more sports, more men, both the guys and the girls, why not allow all of them to just do it and get it handled? Get it handled and let it all be out in the open.
Well, that
as opposed
again,
to in the back alley deals that used to be done.
They will bring up the corruption of it and what exactly.
So
do
I'm
you
only
get
hearing
with the money?
Problems. I just keep hearing problems as if we're going to allow that. Yes, the few seedy characters, make sure that nobody gets anything good out of this. I mean, there are going to be great success stories, great testimonials.
But the coaches are not the ones voting for it. Like, the coaches had no vote in this at all. I think that's a huge deal because coaches know what the team and what the players, as far as uniforms and things of that, they know what is what's needed. There was no coaches vote with this.
I just think in the end, we go back to coaches. At the college level, the average deal is $664. That's D1. D3, $43. Guys, that's what we're looking at.
I know, and we're not talking about a lot of money.
And we're trying to remedy $43 an athlete at Division III in college.
But then again,
what do we think it's going to be in high school? The average deal is not going to even have a financial component to it. The average deal is going to be merchandise.
You're not
wrong. We're trying to save kids from themselves, from the free merchandise.
It's going to be
think
tape.
Of how silly we're
you
talking
are,
about.
You
here.
Are not wrong. But they're going to be the ones they feel that they're going to be held responsible for the cautionary tales. Yes, it would be a one in a million. The scenario I laid out for you is a one in a million. I think of Josh Gordon. How many scenarios can I really think of? Probably not that many. But a guy who voted yes on this, now all of a sudden, wait a minute, you've corrupted my child, aren't you? You're supposed... They don't want to be responsible for that.
So you needed to say that I used the example
thing,
yesterday.
It's the same thing as a lot of what we've done for 2 years. People don't want to get sued. They don't want to be kicked out of their jobs.
So worried about corrupting LeBron James and OJ Mayo that things seem to work out pretty good for them. Why are we so afraid?
Worked
what
out
about
better
those?
For LeBron.
What about those as cautionary tales?
So worked why out are, okay for OJ.
Why aren't we exactly? Why aren't we saying, hey, you know what? Maybe kids can handle it. LeBron James from the projects, maybe he can handle it because now he's a billionaire and seemed to work out okay that he got his free gear and he got his car loan for the Hummer. Like that seemed to be okay. Didn't derail him. Didn't send him down to a bad path. Everybody's so worried about the bad components of this. How about the good? How about it does work out for some of these people?
Coming up next, Superintendent Columbia Schools. If he's listening right now, I don't know if he's going to come on. Greg Bancic joins us on the show. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:20 this morning, John Telich going to join us on the show. Talk about all three teams and this. Why not? Good stuff. Strong stuff. Lyman, I can't believe you're this passionate about it. You are passionate. I love it.
Well, I think
I love the passion.
I think it's more so just my response to, and no, I don't want the wild, wild west, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think a lot of us are worried about these worst possible scenarios when instead, why don't we look at the good scenarios? Why don't we look at the good things that can come out of this?
Well,
and other states, you know, New York and California have said yes to this. There are other states that have had, and by the way, big limitations. There are huge limitations that are part of the way this was written up. I have the actual language in those states, and they're being careful about it. It doesn't mean they're going to get it right and that there aren't going to be some unintended consequences. But if we worried about unintended consequences, we would get nothing done. We would not evolve in society.
Well, but
I mean, look at how things that years ago that we would have bristled at, things like marijuana, things like gambling, how now we endorse it. Are there bad aspects of those things? Of course. Mm-hmm. That's part of legislating anything.
Now, well, with marijuana, this isn't the right argument. But I would look at it in this case and go, I'm not going to sit here and be a babe in the woods here. I think eventually it'll be here, but I would like to see it play out. I have the opportunity to watch it play out in a couple of other states and in college and see where some of the pitfalls may come, if there are pitfalls, and how I could plan accordingly to this if I'm the state of Ohio. That's what I'd like to take advantage of here. Because there's a lot of things that we've talked about, both good and bad about this, and examples that we really don't know in a lot of ways. I mean, I'm getting, you brought up St. Ignatius, I'm getting texts like crazy from local people about, well, this, and this. Like, it's all different in every school. Public schools, private schools, we don't know yet. We don't know. And so when we're going to paint a broad brush over the state of Ohio, hold on here. Well, let's, this can be a good thing, but can also be a bad thing. Let's see where the regulations need to be placed. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, and just
I'm not saying to never do it.
And
I'm
just
saying,
if it's a kid, let's say a local football standout that is going to be paid for some social media, some Instagram. Say they have a following because they have, you know, 3 to 5 big time college D1 programs, Cadillac programs that are after. Maybe it's Ohio State, maybe it's Notre Dame, maybe it's USC, and that kid has a chance to make on social media postings what, $1,000. Here you go. Or $5,000. Why are we so worried about that kid and his family getting $5,000? We just assume what?
No, really not.
You're not going to be able to tell that kid anything? Are you guys new to how the recruiting process works? And now what, we want that kid suspended if they take money because it's not available to them right now? Do we think that makes sense?
The recruiting thing.
When they've got a D1 scholarship at some of the best programs in the country awaiting them, and whatever seediness is around the corner awaiting them?
The high school recruiting thing I'm totally unaffected by. But let's go to our guest. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Greg Bancic. He is the Columbia School Superintendent over in Columbia Station. Greg, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Ken and Anthony. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing wonderful. You've stepped into the hornet's nest, my friend. All right, here we go.
Not your hornet's nest, Anthony's hornet's nest.
Tone, take it away.
Well, I would just ask, first of all, Craig, how did your school decide, Greg, how you guys were going to vote on this and, you know, what factors were going to be in play when you did vote? I'm assuming it was a no vote from Columbia Schools?
It was a no vote. That's correct.
Okay.
So, first of all, I want to say that the colleges are, you know, they're making millions right now off of their student athletes. And I fully support the fact that the NCAA allowed the NIL to take shape with their collegiate athletes. However, in high school, we talked about this. Several people responded in regards to minors. They're minors. They're here to get an education. Now, eventually, do I think it will pass? I think you're right, but at this time, the college part of it is a nightmare. So we need to see this play out and see what happens and get a good plan moving forward instead of just saying, all right, colleges did it, we're going to do it right now.
What were your first concerns when you heard about this?
Well, the first concerns is the money that it's going to cost the school districts. I mean, you're going to have a compliance officer, compliance department. So that's some of the things that people don't think about on the other side of things. You know, when we talk about kids getting paid, well, we have to make sure that they're doing it the right way. Is our athletic director going to have enough time to do this? Is our principal going to have enough time to do this right now? They're way too busy now to even worry about something like that at this point in time. So we have to be very cautious on how we approach this moving forward. And if it's a good plan moving forward, then we sit down and reevaluate.
But aren't you right now supposed to, let's just say you had, you know, a number of 5-star recruits and they're getting some social media attention and they're getting, for lack of a better term, flirted with by some college assistant coaches who, you know, they are obviously under the purview of their compliance, but you know, aren't you supposed to self-report anything right now? Technically, aren't you supposed to have compliance over what your athletes are doing now anyway?
Yes, we do have compliance over everything in regards to OHSAA, but it's not as much as you would think it would be. When you open up the NIL, you're talking deals for, you know, we have up to 125 athletes per season. Now, we're a small school. Like in football, we're Division 6 in football. Think about a Division 1 school that might have 400, 450 athletes at any given time in regards to their school. So the compliance is a huge issue when dealing with NIL.
What are the positives that were presented to you out of this as of right now?
As of right now, I can't really think of any positives at this time until there is a plan. Like I said, in the NCAA, there's a nightmare. There's going to be infractions for some of the major D1 programs. So they don't even have it right yet. So it's not the right time to bring it to whether it's an 18-year-old kid or a minor in high school. It's just not the right time to put this in. They're here, again, to get an education. I mean, the state forces us to have a financial literacy class. We have to teach these kids how to use a credit card, how to write a check, how to use money, how to rent an apartment. So I just think it's a little too early right now. We have to make sure that those protocols are put in place to even think about moving forward.
So did they present you guys with this vote? And I know the principals voted. I understand this, but they presented this without a plan of action on how they would implement this.
Well, they have a plan, but I think it's very similar to that of the NCAA. You know, right now there's only, and when I say this, there's only 10 states, 10 states that allow endorsement deals. And there is one state, actually Florida, that is being sued to have it pass.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm wondering because we're thinking of, you know, the extreme examples, and I brought up LeBron James and O.J. Mayo, and there are these two sisters in California who are going to Stanford. One of them plays on, you know, the U-20 team for the USA, so could be an Olympian down the road. Certainly, could be figuring into that, and they have huge TikTok followings, and they're going to get paid, and most likely they're going to probably be fine. They're probably one way or another, whether it was legal in California or not, you know, that money or whatever benefits were going to filter to them one way or another. You saw that with LeBron James who was, you know, selling out arenas in high school. Do we not think, and granted, this is once in a lifetime thing, somebody like LeBron or OJ Mayo, but they were filling out venues. Do you not think that there should be some inherent benefit to them outside of just their Division I scholarships that were waiting for them? Do we not think that they should have benefited at all from the fact that their schools were selling out and clearly making money? I mean, they were selling jerseys at one point. They were clearly making money. Do we not think that they should have benefited in some way, shape, or form?
Well, when you talk about it, so you have a broad stroke. You're talking, let's take a guess, less than 5 athletes in the state of Ohio. You know, when we talk about LeBron James, and it's a unique circumstance.
Sure, right? And he was suspended, just so people remember. OHSA Correct. Ended up suspending him for taking benefits.
Right, he violated OHSA regulations. So we're painting everything with a broad stroke for a minimal number of people. Overall, and like you said earlier in the program, you know, there's a few hundred dollars when you talk about Division III NCAA student athletes, which my son is a Division III student athlete, and he does not have an endorsement deal, so you know. But when you paint the broad brush over everybody, you're talking about what, 1%?
Less than
maybe
that.
1%. So we have to be very careful when we talk about certain things. And then the other.
Yeah, the reason I asked, sure, is I just said fundamentally, maybe it's morally, ethically, do we not think LeBron James, who raised how much money? I mean, there were bars and restaurants locally here in Cleveland when he played in Cleveland that are benefiting from that. LeBron fundamentally should not have received anything from that because of OHSAA, maybe very old, maybe outdated, archaic rules, should not have received anything for that.
In my opinion, yes, because he's just like an NCAA athlete that, okay, you know, that they're benefiting millions off. So in that case, yes. But again, it's a very small percentage of high school student athletes that would receive an endorsement deal like a LeBron James or very few people in the state.
Well, I'm a little bit confused here. Like, okay, Katie Najat, right? Now she's an Olympian.
Yes.
Like, how does it work? Because that's like an individual sport, but in a team setting in high school. But there's going to be kids who are obviously cut from a different cloth. Can they find sponsorship? Is there anything there already? I mean, how does that work?
If I'm not mistaken, I think a kid can receive something up to $400. And I'm not sure exactly the line item in regards to state. I think it was $500 at one point or vice versa. But, you know, endorsement deals and things like that are not available for student athletes in high school.
Okay, so if she goes So there's no, like, there's no opportunity for her to be sponsored personally if there's any sort of qualifier or anything like that by anybody else?
No, because she violates the rules for the OHSAA, so she cannot be. So she would be deemed ineligible
okay.
in this case.
Well, so as of right now, I know and Greg Bancic joining us, Columbia School Superintendent on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So let me ask you this, Greg. What would you need to be presented with for a yes vote from Columbia Schools and, frankly, from basically, it seems, 80% of the school districts out there?
Well, I think that we need some time to see it, let it play out maybe in these other 10 states,
uh-huh.
but also let it see it play out in the NCAA to see what that process is and how and why it would benefit. I understand what Anthony and you, Ken, were saying earlier today in regards to it may be a sweatshirt, it may be this, but I want to see how it plays out and we get the protocols put in place and we know exactly what we're allowed to do and what we can do in regards to moving forward. But at this point in time, until that takes place, our vote would be no. And right now in the state, there was 538 schools that said no. And the other point of it is 813 out of 817 members voted on these referendums. That's the largest number that I have seen vote in a long time.
Wow. Well, I have to say, Greg, we yesterday put it out there, and I was critical immediately after the ruling just because I wanted to hear from people. And I have to say, at least you called. At least you called up. And you shared the opinion of you, your school, maybe other administrators. Were you guys all on the same page on this, by the way, or was this a difficult matter? Because eventually, every school just has to have one vote and proceed forward on one vote.
Sure, and the principal does submit the vote, but the principal, athletic director, and myself do talk about it. We also talk about it with our coaches, so our coaches have input. I think it's very important to have input across the board in regards to any decision. But it's like anything, Anthony, your initial reaction, anybody, even anyone listening to this station today, their initial reaction is, you know, whatever they feel at the time. And then they sit back and they think about everything that's going on and how do we address this and how we move forward. I will never say, you know, in the long run, if we have discussions and there's protocols put in place, is there a chance to change my mind? There could be, absolutely. You know, we never want to say no. We're in schools. We want to benefit, you know, our kids, our students, and our student athletes. And we want to give them a great experience here, not only in Columbia Schools, but across the state of Ohio and the country.
Greg, we thank you very much for the time, my friend. All the best.
All the best. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you. Greg Bancic, Columbia School Superintendent on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That was State House tone that came out right there.
I know. I found it very interesting. Obviously, I disagree with Greg, the superintendent, on it was hard for him to find some benefits for the student athletes. I mean, I think there are a lot of potential benefits. I also don't think, you know, I brought up LeBron James just because I want to know on a fundamental level, you know, how we feel about these things because there are, you know, I've even brought up the Little League World Series. Like, do we want to pay the Little League World Series kids? But they are making money. They're making money for the television networks.
Part of me wants to. Part of me really wants to just because
that's an extreme example.
I hate seeing the coaches. Some of them just, right. Some of them just seem very Bobbycocks to me, and I don't want to deal with it.
So I've always wondered, and I knew at the college level, this was going to be absolutely brutal. And just like the superintendent said, how in the world can these schools that are so taxed as it is trying to figure out how to fund their schools in every single district, the state money coming in, how they're going to pay their teachers and have the resources. Oh, now, by the way, you have to have compliance officers. Right. He's pointing some of the obvious flaws in all of this. And all I'm sitting here saying is, what, kids can't have some free hoodies and some free merch and some free gear without suspending them?
But at the same time, what stopped me? Like, my neighbor plays high school baseball. What stopped me from going to buy him a hoodie?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Buy him a hoodie.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to just buy him a hoodie.
Technically, you got to self-report. You got to self-report, and you could be suspended by the OHSAA for doing that. That's what I'm saying. We're looking at it at the bare bones of this.
Who's the guy now? Is it Oops? You bring it on, Oops. Try to suspend me, buddy.
I'm sending him that. I hope he does.
Who was the guy we had on before during the pandemic? I can't remember his name. For
yeah, he
reason.
Wasn't the head man. They were, right. They were dealing with some stuff at the time.
Oh, yeah, the, yeah. Yeah, the top of the OHSAA.
Oh, man, he was a good guy. John Telich, 920. Up next, it's not just 1 of 162. You have every right to be mad after last night. Ken Carmen, Tone Master General on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Twitter actions brought to you by Shaibin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Co-workers of ours tweeting in at us. Garrett, none too happy.
What do you think most people agree with on this? And I hate that it's...
Well, eventually it's going to happen.
You think it is definitely going to happen?
Yes, yes.
I can't tell whether or not... I know a lot of people that are actually in sports. There is a divide here, right? The people that are actually in sports and would have to police this, and the coaches, and then there is a recruiting aspect of it, they seem to be decidedly against this. And those are the people that voted on it. The other people...
Because they don't know enough yet.
Right.
That's why, guys, that's why... Like, there's some people who are like, great job by the superintendent. And then we got people like our coworker Garrett, who's not very thorough. They don't have enough information yet. Guys, it's been 18 months, just almost 2 years,
yeah,
I should say.
A lot of questions, obviously.
Since the NCAA did it, and they just opened it to everything. And now... There's fans, there's boosters, there's coaches. The players aren't, and they have every reason not to. Begging for regulation now.
Yeah, there's 10 states that have passed some version of this, some very restrictive, and some others like California, pretty open.
Principal of my high school in my town right now, fascinating conversation this morning with Lyman and Tone, or Lyman and Ken, about NIL failing in Ohio. Definitely a lot of potential positives. But I definitely understand why it failed right now, including my no vote in parentheses. Well, let me tell you something. When Axel Carmen becomes
that'll change
stuff,
everything.
You think I'm going to stand idly by and let that... You must be crazy. Mitch on St. Clair, you're next up on The Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Lima, you're absolutely right. And you got more, one question, and you said, what about LeBron James? And he kind of was walking around that LeBron James question.
Well, I want to be fair, Mitch, that is the all-time outlier. There's never going to be another athlete in this town or this state that's going to garner sellouts like that across the country. But I just wanted to know on a fundamental level, you know, a philosophical level, how people felt about that.
Well, listen, I understand that part, but think about it like this. I'll make this example. When I'm at Collinwood, our basketball team had a scrimmage. After the scrimmage, we blew the guys out. We went back on the bus with a mechanical problem. Those guys went on in cars with Audis or Lexus, right? So this isn't particularly for them. I think the rule is better for guys that live in the inner city, right? Even like Glenville. When Glenville was big, you had Marshawn, you had Cardale Jones, you had Frank Clark, you had all these guys in Glenville. It's a violation if you give them clothing or some money, because think about it. They're selling out. This is how LeBron James was selling out. They were selling out their arenas too. Not arenas, but the stadiums as well when they were playing these different schools, like Sitting Nation. You're telling me that it's a violation? So I don't think it's a problem for inner city schools. I think he's looking at it in a different perspective. I'm looking at it for kids that are in the inner city that's going to make a come up.
I can make it an opportunity. I can make it an opportunity. I said that, 7 o'clock hour with you, Anthony? Can it be an incentive to go to school? Can it be an incentive for attendance? If I give you $5,000, I need you to represent. You need to be there.
Yeah,
right?
It might be some speculation. It might be some things that you have to do. Your grades got to be like this. You got to have a certain attendance record, right? So it should be some stipulations. But at the end of the day, like Collinwood, we were good in 2009 for our basketball team. We were selling out the stadium or the school arena by selling concession stands. We were selling T-shirts. They were selling hoodies. We never got no money for that.
There is.
So the difference is that I think he's looking at it in a format of the school that he represents. And these schools that he represents, parents are doctors or lawyers. The schools that I'm talking about, parents are struggling, working 3 to 4 jobs. I'm just trying to get a shoe on their kids.
Well, there is a big difference. I mean, we can't sit here and Mitch, I think you're right. And thank you very much for the call. Like, I can't sit here. Like, he represents his school district. I'm talking to everybody. So if I can't sit here and act like there is not a huge difference in school districts in Ohio and the opportunity that it might provide, that would be insulting. Yes.
Just to respond to Mitch there and saying, you know, they never got money for bringing on all these things. Well, you see that back in the uniforms and the upkeep of the gym. Yes, you should see it back. And that's not always the case at every place, but that's where that stuff should be going in. That's why there's those booster clubs to help out with those things. And I know it's not like that at every school, but
I mean, some don't have the booster clubs. I can understand exactly where Mitch is coming from. I mean, there are places that are very stretched, very thin. And when I say very thin, like non-existently thin, that's how tough it is. Kevin in Cuyahoga Falls. And that's the places where it can make a big difference. Because for some folks, it'll just say in the state of Ohio, attendance is the biggest issue. I can keep you eligible. If you get to school,
right,
Something's going to stick through. So if I go, hey, you got to show up. You get $5,000. Say it's $5,000. I say you got to show up there because you got
to
be eligible.
And you try to get a 2.2, things like that. Yeah.
You'll get them into school. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, appreciate the discussion, fellas. But newsflash, this has been going on. It's happened for years. I know personally my son does it. My buddy from college, my roommate from college, his son does it. And what I'm talking about is e-gaming. My son has a name on a platform. I'm not going to give the details. And he gets paid. He's making money right now. Ooh. My roommate from college, his son, has a platform. He's got a screen name. It's well-known. He's making money. He just got invited to the Smash Bros. National Tournament. Guess where you think these e-gaming teams find these kids? By scrolling on these screen names and finding these kids who are already getting paid. They're already making money. And I'm not going to get into heavy details because it's complicated, but here's how it works. I own the platform. I have the agreement with the posts where my son posts his videos. He plays the games. People watch him. They're looking for his screen name. But the agreement is between me, the father, as an adult, and the platform, right? So
Same thing with my buddy from college. It's his agreement. His son posts the videos. It's really their money, you know, because they're the ones playing the games, getting the followers, getting the clicks. But do you think some school administrator is going to come to my door and tell me to shut down my platform and my agreement?
Kevin, we have tracked you. I have submitted your name to the OHSAA, and if you don't self-report, it's over.
Good luck. Good luck with that. I'm an adult. It's my agreement. Yes, my son posts under, you know, on his name. People look for his screen name, obviously. But my point is this. E-gaming, whether you like it or not, is a varsity sport in college. These kids are already being recruited with their screen names and their social media platform. And by the way, all these kids have already been making money doing this. The cat's all out right. of the bag, the horse is out of the barn, and now you're trying to close the door.
Toothpaste out of the bottle.
Yep. Chicken's coming home to roost.
Yep.
Kevin. Just because a couple football boys finally use it doesn't mean this is something new, right? I mean, it's already there.
Kevin, thank you
Kevin,
very much.
Normally I would say tell your kids to go outside, go talk to some girls, but apparently this is working out for him.
I think you'd meet girls with all – you know what?
They probably are. You're probably right. Yeah. That probably is the place
girls.
Now.
I saw that ninja guy don't have any problem meeting
women.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, joke's on you, buddy boy. 920, John Telich. Up next, it's not just 101.62. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live in the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.